Andrew Smith and his younger brother Christian each have their own computer at home. That's because they spend a lot of time on Minecraft.
You can build, you can survive, you can do all anything you want. Like, you have freedom in the game.
Christian is digging for resources with a pickaxe. He collects wood and stones, but everything eventually looks like a block. That's part of the game. Simple cube-like graphics, each representing one cubic meter in real life. Minecraft has sold more than 50 million copies. That's why some have used the game's popularity to reach its users. But the game is really about creating and building pretty much anything. Now developers are turning to public data as they try to replicate the entire city of Louisville. Now, in the Minecraft world, you can fly around and be transported, but to show you how this will work, we'll travel somewhere in the real world.
I'm downtown, and I'm standing here with Michael Schnurla, who's one of the coders working with the city to collect this data. If you can, just first tell me what kind of data the city of Louisville has.
Basically, the city collects very detailed geographic information about almost everything you see here. So they have the exact width and shape of the road, the kind of surface that road is, the location of every street lamp, the location of every parking meter.
Schnurla says and what data will be released is still being worked out with the city's data keepers. It's a group known as Logic. He estimates that the first edition of Louisville Minecraft may be released in about 2 months. And the goal, Schnurla says, is to add as much public data as possible and to create ways to visualize this data for others to see. Take the city's crime numbers, for example.
There are creatures in Minecraft that can hurt you, right? So you could theoretically, in areas of more crime, have more of those creatures as a way to visualize the safeness of an area.
Schnurla says letting people play with open data may lead to innovation or help solve problems. That's also what Denmark is hoping for. This year, the entire country was replicated in Minecraft. What followed was an experiment. Hackers snuck in digital dynamite, which the game tried banning, and destroyed parts of cities.
Some built and some just destroyed, and it was just funny to see how people reacted.
Sina Imusa works in the Danish geodata agency that led the project. She says that should be expected. It's a game. But Imusa says there are real physical benefits for the country. For example, she says Minecraft Denmark has been downloaded more than 300,000 times.
We were quite surprised how crazy it was, how many, I mean, I'm talking to you right now and you're in America, and people just, they were just very interested.
What were the Danish most interested in? Imusa says the number one thing people want to know is where their house is.
I would probably go and try and find my own house on it.
That's Andrew Smith. We're back in Louisville. Here's his brother Christian with another suggestion.
I would probably, first of all, try and find our school first and see, like, if everything is, like, block to block and see if, like, I think that was the right block to use.
This is also what coders like Schnurla and city officials are hoping for, to engage kids with their community and learn more about public data at an early age. Full disclosure, though, their father is Ted Smith, the city's director of innovation.
So much of our social experience right now is sort of both physical world and digital world.
Smith says he does hope the project will pique interest from outsiders, but more importantly, he says the game will give anyone a chance to build a new Louisville or create new things. In essence, to think big. Devin Kadiyama, WFPL News.